Over the
I'll do
counter.
it. What do you want
No,
me to
I
do?
know you got it. I'm yeah, now I'm reading the banner. What am I doing? I don't even know.
Holy shit balls.
Oh my god, leave me alone.
Hey Matt, I'm yes. not tired anymore. That's
you're wide awake?
I'm wide awake now.
Well, I got great news for you guys.
Oh yeah.
I'm pregnant.
No.
What is it?
No update on the rant situation.
That's unfortunate.
The last tweet was from November. The last thing was November 27th. The rant will return this coming weekend live, addressing the state of the show.
They have to have a state of the rant address?
I don't know. The website's suck. Still under construction.
The fucking worst.
Still under construction. The latest tweet was when the Green Power Ranger died. That's so that dumb. Was a day before my birthday. So that was, I don't know, fucking 2 weeks ago.
That stunk.
But we're on the rant.
And we're still under construction.
Tony hates me for bringing it up. He's going to get so angry.
But her Tony.
Tony, my concern with your gimmick, whatever you're doing here, is your penmanship.
I have the best penmanship ever. Now you're making me give up the gimmick. People saw that shit.
They didn't see anything. You could have taken your... They don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, we don't
nobody
know.
Nobody knows. Shh. Yeah, of course nobody knows.
We'll go full screen for you, too, when you do it.
Fuck oh, yeah. yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
That? Fuck yeah. Really? Are we grunting on fucking on mic now?
Yeah, I got the new...
How's that?
That was nice. I got the new microphone set up here because I was very annoyed with last week. Listening back because it felt like I was like in and out of conversations and it annoyed me. So the Cracker Jack staff at the Wizards decided I should try a USB microphone. And thankfully for Tony this afternoon, he helped me fix it before we got to I'm going to throw this shit in the street level.
Well, that's good. Whenever we can avoid that with you, it's a good thing.
This Tony sounds like a great guy. We should have him on the show.
Fuck yeah. Oh!
You got to listen to the latest episode of Bread Club. You got tons of compliments.
Me? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
For the 11th anniversary liners.
Ooh.
Kieran was a big fan. Popped him big time.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we got an awesome and cool show lined up for you tonight. The pizza guy is joining us at 7:15. Mr. Luigi Primo.
That's dude. I'm pumped. I'm pumped.
Do you think he'll make us a pizza? Or is he not going to do magic like Jake Dumas?
Do you think he's going to make us a reindeer pizza? Why couldn't I get that out?
Reindeer pizza.
Oh, fuck sad. Yeah, dude.
I wonder saw if Miko on your head always. Why do you always have Miko on
because
your head?
Because I was on Facebook earlier and there was an ad for a robot and the robot's name was Miko. And now it's fucking stuck in my head. I swear to God.
God. Just get married and get it over with already.
So we got that. Kevin's got a top five list for us tonight, and we
sure
got
tons
of wrestling talk and lots of talk about wrestling. And it's all next. It's all next here. Episode 614, The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Oh baby.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on rantiumradio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com and become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody, this is Jay Lethal and the Black Machismo, and you're listening to the Shining Wizard Podcast. Oh, yeah.
What's up, fuckers?
Where did cheese go?
A stupid fucking question, Kevin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Hey, this is Moose.
God, that was disgusting.
Shining Wizards rule the world.
Thank you.
You are tuned in live to episode number 614 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Coming to you live on the Rant, rantamradio.com. Coming to you on social media, the Facebook, the Twitters, the Twitches, and the YouTubes. And going with you wherever you go, because we are on each and every one of those streaming and podcasting platforms. And it's time for some Italian food tonight. But before we get to that, let's get into some wrestling talk.
And talk about the wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
KJG.
Fellas, what's going on?
Not much. Milwaukee Tom was just like, is this not on Facebook? And I was like, fuck, I forgot to set that up. But it's on Facebook now. Facebook was being a twat this afternoon, but we're good to go.
Twat book.
I set everything up, and then I was like, Facebook isn't working right now. Come back later. And I told you guys in the text, and I never went back and fixed it. But we're good now. We're on Facebook and YouTube and Twitch and Twitter. We're everywhere. So we're doing good.
You could tell today was a bread club day because Matt used the word twat already within the first 2 minutes of the show.
Hello.
Yeah. That's a British kind of thing, isn't it? Twat? Like twat.
No. Yes.
Is it?
I think it's universal.
Cunt is a British thing.
Cunt. How about minge? They like to say minge a lot, right?
Wanker.
It's a minge.
Minge. It's like the fucking... Minge. I think it might specifically be the discharge, but I think it's the area in general.
Minge is the pubic hair and the vulva.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so it's the outside area. It's kind of like... It's like a merkin plus meat.
It's like the fringe. The fringe. But minge.
Jesus, I'm spitting on a mic.
Isn't the fringe the outer area of the...
It's the fringe and the minge. Dude, that sounds like a fucking 80s sitcom. And it's now, welcome back. Fringe and the minge.
They're whistling down the street.
like fringe is like the human, and like the minge is like the talking dog or something.
I like that. I like fringe and the minge. It's like an alien, maybe.
I don't know what Matthew Birch has been on the last 2 weeks. The kid's on fucking fire. You were more worried about getting the show on the Rant than you were about getting it on Facebook tonight. You know what, Matthew Birch? Fucking keep it up, buddy. All right?
I mean, whatever he's smoking, I don't want any of it because that makes no sense.
No, he's right. He's right. Matt's priorities were definitely in the right place tonight.
Dude,
somebody could be on the bus. Somebody could be on the bus going home from work, and they want to tune into the Rant to listen to the Shining Wizards, and now they're going to get to, thanks to Matt. Props, buddy.
We're catering to one person. It's like when we were doing the fucking PWS podcast 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
I don't know. Whenever we stopped fucking pandering to one certain group of people.
Oh, my God.
My people.
Look, fucking... Red Club Mondays are rough. There's a lot that goes on Mondays when I have to do a second podcast.
Sounds right? Like
so
he's
quit. I apologize for being frazzled.
We get it. The new guy was here 1 week, and he's already not here anymore.
He gone.
We understand, Matt. Who are you bringing in next?
I mean, look, to be fair, nothing was made official.
Nothing's official, but he was supposed to be coming in, like, you know, to help out the show, and he helped himself out the door.
He as soon as we finished Wizards After Dark last week, our brand new vehicle on YouTube, Shining Wizards Post Show, he was very quick to let me know that he was probably not going to be here this week, just like you were quick to let me know that you will not be here next week.
Fair enough.
Right, so it's not like it's new. He didn't send me a text in the morning like, hey, I'm out tonight.
Yeah. He knew. Well, he let us know.
That would even be more courteous than certain other people.
I mean, that's how you just work yourself out of the show. Look, he made it easy for everybody, okay?
Yeah, fair enough.
There's no uncomfortable conversation. It just worked itself out.
I think it worked out for other shows on the network, too.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. What?
Oh, mama.
How does this, does the windscreen do anything for me?
Yeah, I don't fucking smell your nauseating breath.
Yeah, anymore. I don't see most of your face now, which is great. Right,
I mean, if you come down here, it picks up pretty well.
What are you talking to your dick? Raise that shit up, son.
My dick. And you can't see my beautiful face.
Well,
windscreens are overrated, I think.
I came with it. I don't know. I ordered this brand new USB microphone, so.
Yeah. No, I got you. Listen, I have one. I have one right over there, but next to the trombone. I have one. I just don't use it because the one that you guys got me has the, you know, windscreen and the cover already established.
Yeah, that's why I use this one. This is one of the, I think my kid had the same one, so I bought it. It's got the windscreen up top and everything. And I actually have it, so it's not on my desk anymore. I put it on like a mic stand so that when I'm typing, you don't fucking hear anything.
Look at you.
I know, professionals.
When you pre-show fart into the microphone, does the windscreen absorb your shit particles?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be enjoying this for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, we got to bring up the farts. Tony farted into the microphone like 6 times before we went on the air.
Well, it was one like squat, but it came out in like 6
reps. No, it was one motion, but there was a lot of activity there.
a lot of motion in that motion.
Yeah, there's a lot. Wait, what? There was a lot of motion in that ocean is what there was. A whole lot of good.
How's everything over where you guys are this fine Monday evening?
Tony, you can go first.
Fine, tired, fucking running around like a maniac as usual on Monday, but I'm here and I'm looking forward to talking to our guest tonight.
All right.
This should be huge, by the way. This is huge. a great huge.
What is bigger?
Oh,
my dick. Beats
Man soon. Or the headline that WrestleZone used for our Sal Renaro presser.
You're going to have to let me know that because I did not see what that was.
But
all right. Let him have it, Matt. Let him know.
Let's see. Did I delete it?
Did I do something wrong?
No. Look, there's only so much you can. Once you send out a presser, the presser's out, right?
That's it.
So we can't stop these dirt sheets from using anything in the presser.
Okay, so let me see if I can get this. I'm guessing they took a lot of one sentence and made it like the worst thing in the world.
Oh no, yeah. Well, it's not the worst thing, but you're there.
They took one. And that was the rare presser that I.
Ooh, it's on Yahoo now too.
I only same, wait, took same one headline or answer. No?
Oh yes.
Wait, what is it? What happened?
Sal Renaro.
Don't tell him. Kevin, what one line do you think stood out most from the presser?
We're talking like 3 weeks. Like
I know, but there was a big line when he was at when you asked him about the NWA.
I only included one. Actually, no, wait. I didn't even Sal Renaro. Okay, so I only included one answer. And one question.
Yes.
I drew like two or three. I literally only did one because it was freaking massive.
Yes, but what was the big thing that he said for that answer?
It's gotta be Tyrus related, I would imagine.
All right, you're on the right track.
Was it the closer? Was it the Golden Corral?
Correct, ding.
It was the Golden Corral. Like, hey, maybe he's somebody's meatloaf or something.
Matt,
like that.
Matt, what was the headline?
Sal Renaro believes Tyrus might be the meatloaf on the NWA buffet.
That
and it's completely out of context.
But the purpose of that question and his answer was totally logical. He's saying not everything's for everyone. I don't like the meatloaf at the Golden Corral.
Yeah.
So maybe Tyrus is the meatloaf for some people.
There you go.
That's it. That's all he meant by it.
Tyrus is meatloaf, according to Sal Renaro.
Are we going to get Sal Renaro fired? We can't.
No, we're not going to get Sal Renaro fired.
I don't want to.
You know what?
That.
You know what's better than meatloaf?
I know.
Pizza.
Go ahead and tell me.
Let's bring in our guest, Mr. Luigi Primo.
Look at this guy.
What a showman. Look at this guy.
I'm a Luigi Primo.
Of course you are.
Mr. Primo, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
We're great. Oh, what what'd you do with the dough?
It flew off the screen. I'm going to pick it up a later.
You're not going to make a pizza with that, are you?
Of course I am.
It was on the floor.
No, it's not on the floor. It landed perfectly on my pizza peel, which then I'm going to a top with the sauce and the cheese and a foot in the oven, which is behind the curtain. You will see.
Shit, man. That's awesome.
Next to the Jack Skellington, which is fantastic.
It's just a regular skull. It's not from a Pirates of the Caribbean or a Nightmare of Christmas or any of those things.
Let me ask you, Mr. Primo, a very hot topic. Hot button topic. Pineapple on pizza?
You know, people have speculated about my feelings about a pineapple on a pizza. They've said that I am for or against, but you know, I think that everybody should be able to have a pineapple on a pizza if they want to eat. However, it's a my choice whether or not to cook a pizza. That's an abomination. Or
all right, pizza man to pizza man, we can agree pineapple gross on a pizza.
Well, the thing you gotta, I always ask is, so the pineapple has the brown spikes and the green spikes on the top. How are you gonna put that on a pizza? If you put that on the pizza, it's gonna weigh it down and tear it apart. And then when you take a bite, those are green spines are going to tear apart your esophageal tract.
I think those are the leaves of the pineapple. And
the leaves.
I think you can pick them up. Basil's a leave.
Well, here you do. You leave them off the pizza.
I don't know how you to do that. You'd have to show me. I've never seen anyone.
Oh, Luigi, you're an expert. You know. You in your head, you know. You know.
I really don't.
we're on the line with the best pizza chef ever at Best Pizza Chef, Luigi Primo. Now look, you're not just a pizza chef, you're also a professional wrestler, and this dough a throw in has led to a great opportunities. You've been on Dynamite. You've been with the Chris Jericho. How has the whole experience been for you?
It's great. I love being on a Dynamite, even though I typically get a kick in or punched in your face. But, you know, as a wrestler, and especially as a pizza chef, I've been trained to take that kind of punishment. Because sometimes, you know, you make a pizza and a customer says, oh, that's not what I want. And then you give you one of these, and then you have to roll with the punches and make them a new pizza and a suplex them through the countertop.
What is the most gratifying thing about someone tasting a slice of pizza and just enjoying it so much? What is the most gratifying thing about a slice of pizza being enjoyed by somebody?
I would say the thing that's the most gratifying is how they pay me some money to make it out of pizza, and then I have that money and I can't pay for my health insurance.
What is the most gratifying thing about your health insurance?
I would say it's when I get my numerous injuries, such as when I fall on my coccyx and it throws my back out of alignment and pulls my back. I get to go to the doctor and they can tell me, you're actually fine, and to send me a home, and to charge me $100 instead of a $700.
I like it.
I got a question in the chat for you from Mike Peterson. What kind of pizza is your favorite to make?
You know, the thing about a pizza is that it's all about, like wrestling, it's about the fundamentals. So for me, I like a pizza that's going to highlight the basics of the pizza. For instance, you just don't want to taste the crust. We call the bones and, you know, the sauce. And the cheese is the savoriness is just going to amplify those things. So I like to make a classic a cheese or a plain, as we say in the Northeast.
That's right.
What's your opinion on, say, Detroit pizza or Chicago deep dish? Something a little, you know, off the beaten path.
Yeah, Detroit is one of my favorites to eat. Not as skilled as making it, as compared to the my ancestral Neapolitan, but I that's one of my favorites to eat. Chicago is not bad. It's a pretty good for the crust. It kind of tastes like they gave up. Like they were doing a good job, and then they just were like, "We'll just put us some cordial, and it'll be a fine."
So, what would you say to somebody that might throw the crust away?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, I would say that a person should fight me in the ring or out of my restaurant or anytime they see me, it's an honor sight.
So like if an Ethan Page or a Doc Dean or a so-and-so, Doc Dean RIP, Captain Sean Dean, what if some of these guys may have thrown their crust away? Would you want to really punch them in the mush?
I would have said, hey, and I would do this. And then the ball's in the vertical. Let's see how they react. If they're going to a crack a wise and a bow up to me, then we see what happens. But hopefully they just go back and down. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. I take it out of the trash and I eat it.
Wow, you're picking your dough up off the floor and you're making people eat out of the trash. What kind of pizzaiola are you?
Well, they're the ones that are putting in the trash. I would never put a Maya pizza in the trash. I only serve it fresh out of the oven.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I like that. See, the pizza, it's not just about the cheese and the sauce. It's everything. The dough is the biggest part. The crust is the handle of the pizza, correct?
Somewhat, yeah. You can use it as a handle. But, you know, if you just grab the crust, it can tend to flop it down. So what I do is I put my finger across the back of the crust and then these two fingers under it. So it gives you some additional purchase. But it's more like if we compare it to the natural world. If we compare it to the world of a fruit, it's kind of like the rind of a pizza. But it's a delicious rind you can't eat.
That's right.
And also, I eat the rind of my oranges.
Wait. Time out. Hold up. Bring that back. You eat the orange rinds?
I eat the entire thing like it's the apple.
Luigi, that's rough.
The texture is a bit rough, but I find the flavor tart and good.
Oh, good God.
Don't take this the wrong way, Mr. Primo. You're a little too fit to be a chef. I would not trust you.
I mean, so you don't have to always make a pizza that's just of very oily and fatty toppings. You can make all kinds of pizza. You can make a thin crust of pizza that has a lighter cheese and a ricotta that has increased the protein content. I developed a personal pizza. I can cook this about a 560 calories. It has 40 grams of a protein and 60 grams of a carbohydrates.
Yes, and that's all good. But you look like you don't eat enough or you work out too much. I'm a fat guy, and I make it a pizza too. And they trust me because it looks like I eat my own product.
But yeah, as you would say, I eat a lot of a pizza. But, you know, when you're going to the gym, you know, 2 to 3 times a week. You're training in your wrestling ring 3 times a week. You're doing the athletic adult testing for 1-2 hours a day. You really go through a lot of calories.
How many fingers have you put through the dough? There's a lot of practice.
How many fingers have I put through the dough? Okay, so when I'm kneading the dough, usually I use all, I guess you would say 8 of my fingers, or 10 if we count the thumbs as the fingers. Is that what you meant by your question?
No, because what you do is not easy when you throw the dough. Like, how much practice, how many times did you put a hole in it? Oh, he makes it look so easy.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. No, that happens all the time. I thought you meant just how many fingers do I need to knead it, or how many have I lost to making it. I decided you couldn't have meant that. But, you know, if you are not gentle and precise with your movements, it's very easy. I mean, it's a weekly occurrence.
Fair enough. Now, look, I work at the pizza is my gimmick too. I make pizzas. It's not really a gimmick. It's my shoot job, right? And I see you got this beautiful t-shirt over here, luigiprimo.bigcartel.com. Gluten's not real. I agree with you, but I don't like the fact
that
the pizza place I work for, we have a goddamn gluten-free pizza, and I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, all pizzas are gluten-free because it's not real.
Gluten's not real. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Gluten's not
real. You agreed with him. He said gluten wasn't real.
Luigi, right. What has been the highlight of this run for you? This amazing like cult like following that you have now just gained like over the last year or so, and probably even longer than that. What is like the most important thing to you right now, and the most impressive thing, and the most thing that you appreciate the most lately?
It's been that I've been able to connect with some really great fans and wrestlers, and make some good friends that I now see. You know, maybe I meet them at a water show, and then I see them all the way across the country a couple weeks later. Except for, of course, Ziggy and Dice. Meeting him has been the bane of this phase in my life, and it's an honor sight with Mr. Dice.
Whoa.
I'm kind of sad to hear that. Like, Ziggy Dice is like one of like the golden friends of the show. You guys got some real heat.
He and I have some serious heat. You can ask him about it. Ask him what he did. He'll know.
Did he take your pizza?
I'm sorry?
Did he take your pizza from you?
No, it's a much worse.
Did he take your lady from you?
It's even worse than that.
He took your red pepper flakes right away from you. No shaker.
It's so bad. I don't even want to say it on this show.
That's funny.
But you know, you go from a place to a place, and you meet a new friends, and you call them your brothers, except for Ezekiel Dice, who is my blood enemy.
Oh, and you're so. Oh, sorry, Tony.
If you had to describe Ezekiel Dice as a pizza, what kind of pizza would he be?
I would say he is a pizza that has a nails and a screws that you can't eat because it's going to not digest and make you go to the hospital when you eat it. And I would say it's a pizza with a dicer on it. Like from a board game. Like if you make a pizza, you put a dicer on it. That's not going to be a good pizza to eat.
Christ almighty.
You always roll the snake eyes when you eat that bad pizza.
Oh, yeah.
As far as your stomach health.
Wow, we are on the line with Luigi Primo at Best Pizza Chef on Twitter and TikTok. Luigi Primo PWR on the Instagram. He's also got his Big Cartel shirt, Big Cartel store, luigiprimo.bigcartel.com. I was going to say, you're so angry at Ezekiel Dice, you're going to go to Japan at the end of the month, and you're going to take your anger out on...
I'm so angry, I don't even want to be... I have so much heat with Ezekiel Dice that I can't even be on the same continent with him.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And you're going to go over to Gleet, and you're going to get in the ring with Shima.
Yes, I'm a very, very excited to try my skills. You know, every wrestler wants to try and see how they do in Japan. So I'm very thankful that I get it to go and make a pizza for Shima-san and see what he thinks of my skill.
Do you feel like people... In Japan and everywhere, do they underestimate you the moment they look at you because you're so talented at pizza making? Maybe they think that that's overtaking your skill as a professional wrestler. Like, do you think that you're right, always looked as the underdog?
Absolutely, I think that people see that, you know, oh, he makes a pizza, so clearly he can. In fact, I think a lot of people think that maybe I'm just a summer guy who could have spin a pizza and I was taught the very basics of a wrestling. But that's not the case. I've been training for almost 10 years. I can literally do a wrestling move. I can do an arm drag. It's no problem for a pizza. Just to watch. I do it right and out.
I feel bad for those that underestimate.
Send you a video of it.
I see it on your it's on your social media on Luigi Primo at Great Pizza Chef on the Twitter machine. And they're not just bringing you to Japan. I mean, they probably need help in their pizza game, so it's a good idea that they bring you over there. But I'm sure they know you can wrestle too.
Actually, one of the things that I'm kind of stressed out about is, where am I going to find a Western style oven to cook my pizza? I try to find a pizza restaurant there and see if they let me cook.
See, that's the problem, because in Japan they have the pizza they have the vending machines. They don't even have humans making pizza. It's all made by machine over there, which is kind of gross, no?
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh. You gotta tell us. We've never been there.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna see it if I gotta fight the machines
for the pizza. Would you put sushi on pizza?
I would not, because, okay, a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't necessarily think, in for the most part, it would taste good. Second of all, a sushi is generally a raw fish, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So if I put a raw fish on a pizza and then I cook the pizza, I kind of change the nature of the food and it just stops being a sushi.
Oh.
What if when you cook a pizza, and then when you take it out of the oven, you put it on after, like you do with a little arugula.
Okay, I'm going to say a no on that one. I'm going to say no, because I think it would be both disrespectful to the people of Japan. I don't want to start an international incident. It would be disrespectful for the people of Italy, and it would also be a disrespectful to me, Luigi Primo. Millions of lives could be affected by this choice. And I take my being brought to Japan seriously, and I don't want to start an international incident I have the utmost respect for the people of Italy and of Japan, which is why I talk like this.
Matt, I think you know where I'm going to go with this question. Ask him what other topping when he goes to Japan would he or would he not put on pizza?
Oh, you know, okay, Mr. Primo, we've had a couple of people that have been to Japan. First and foremost, my good friend Lance Archer, he says raw horse is phenomenal. Would you put raw horse
on
a pizza after it comes out of the oven?
I wouldn't even have imagined you doing that. I couldn't. If you were like, think of a way to ruin a pizza, I'd say, oh, you gotta put some ketchup on the pizza, or oh, and put a motor oil on a pizza. Ha ha ha. That's beyond my imagination of how I would ruin a pizza. That's pretty bad. I'm going to be thinking about that tonight when I go to sleep. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to see like a pizza with a horse on it on my pillow next to me.
I'm going to raise you one because we've had a man, an independent professional wrestler out in the West Coast, Mr. Miko Maestro. He says reindeer pizza. Yes, reindeer pizza.
I don't want to come right out and dismiss that because a reindeer is, I know it's a bread for a food often in Iceland and Greenland and in Norway. So that one I'm going to withhold the judgment on.
It is December. It is Christmas time. You're greenlighting reindeer pizza.
If it's somebody who pulls a Santa's a sleigh, if it's a one of the named a reindeer from a Santa, clearly you don't want to make a pizza with them because they got to deliver toys to their children.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's crazy. Luigi, have you not? Look, I'm a big fan, right? There has to be some kind of law. Why is the fucking Dave Portnoy? Who gave him the right to be the pizza guy? Luigi should be doing one bite everywhere. He's the pizza guy. Why does some guy from Boston get to be the pizza guy? It should be Luigi Primo.
So recently I uploaded a video where I just tried to do a pizza like that and see how his technique worked, such as only taking one bite and blowing on the pizza many, many times to see if that could help my evaluation of a pizza. And I would say his technique for a review is a pretty good. The only thing, really the main thing I have against a David Portnoy is, oh, what a kind of person just says that they're a catchphrase constantly every time they speak. What a kind of uncreative, a talentless hack is always the same thing over and over.
No, I'm gonna I agree with Primo. You.
I think you should be the pizza guy. This is a travesty.
The pizza guy. He makes the pizza.
He should be taking over for Dave Portnoy. Luigi Primo should be traveling the world, wrestling, and doing one bite. Everyone knows the rules. Not some dick from Boston.
Oh, here we go.
This guy's a national treasure, just Luigi Primo, and he doesn't get the credit he deserves. He should be doing one bite. Everybody knows the rules.
I'd like to meet a Dave Portnoy and to see if we can talk about this and a failing of that, see if we can settle our differences with the physical violence.
We got to make this happen.
Luigi, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would be on national television and it would not be for making pizzas?
No, I've been on TV randomly, a couple of times. Like I was on a Comedy Central, I think, in 2017 or 18. Just because somebody was filming something at a wrestling show, and I came out, and they thought that the image was striking, but they didn't even really, they didn't say my name correctly. They said literally, Jordan Klepper said his name is a pizza man. Like, they said that's my name. I thought it was funny that they got it so wrong, but as far as being a featured and having my name said correctly, no, I did think that I would probably get on an AEW Dark at some point, but the fact that I skipped straight to a Dynamite, no, that is quite surprising. on the one hand. But on the other hand, I'd be a master wrestler, so.
That's a great point. You are tremendous.
Fair enough.
That is good.
If Luigi Primo is going to have a pizza party and he has to invite five wrestlers to be at his pizza party, what five wrestlers are you having at your pizza party?
I'm here for this.
Is this okay? So a couple of qualifying questions: is this to just to hang out with them, or to wrestle them, or to have them wrestle each other?
Hang
it's
out.
It's your party. Think. However you want to hook it up.
Let's go with a Danhausen, a Chris Jericho, my trainer, Jay Sirius, Ricky Starks, and Zicky Dice, so that I can finally show him once and for all that I make a best of pizza and that Dice does not belong on a pizza.
That's perfect.
I didn't see the Zicky Dice one through me. I didn't expect that.
I think that's a tremendous,
you know,
a tremendous
dice, and I'm tired of it.
Perfect.
Do you ever get tired of eating pizza?
No. Next question.
No, never. You're so full of shit, dude.
There's no way. I am around it 7 days a week.
Do you get tired of eating a pizza?
Yes, man. That's all I do is make goddamn pizza and look at it. I smell it. The last thing I want to do is eat pizza.
You can do different things with it. You can, maybe put some butter on first. So I brush some butter on. That's a good. Maybe an Alfredo sauce.
Ooh. He's got you, Matt.
I like a good white pizza.
Try that again. Alfredo and chicken and pizza.
Oh, there you go.
I make a Neapolitan pizza, so I can't put chicken on it.
What are you afraid? Cheap.
Dough is too thin, buddy.
That's a great point.
Put two doughs. Double up the dough.
Yeah,
you don't. Make one of them pizza dealers that fucking
Tony, you stay out of this.
This is Luigi. This is what I do. Make
Tony,
the pizza.
Listen, you're out of line.
Make
the
pizza dilla.
Me and a Matt.
Luigi. But this is what I do. Make a pizza dilla. This is what I'm doing.
I'm trying to help you.
Is it a cracker crust? Is it like a cracker crust that you'll make, or like more like a thicker sort of a sourdough?
It's not a cracker crust. I don't like the cracker crust. It's thin. It's thinner, but it's soft.
Okay, it's a little thicker. That's a good pizza.
I would pull up a picture of you in front to get
a chicken on there.
Don't want to put chicken on there.
You're gonna have to do a slice of very thin kind of medallions, which I don't know if it would be worth it. So I respect your choice, but maybe instead you can try to put a pepperoni.
We do a soppressata.
Yeah.
What is a soppressata?
It's like a pepperoni.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. I have a good pepperoni from Italy out of my restaurant.
I'm trying to find a picture of me on the food truck to show Primo.
Nobody wants to see how gross you look.
You know what? This is an old one, so I look thin, asshole.
Did you call me a Primo?
No, Primo. Primo.
Okay. Jim Cornette calls me a Luigi Primo, I think.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
He might have fixed it now, but for a while he was saying, "I'm Luigi Prima."
That's a good cornet.
This guy thinks that he can make a pizza. He sounds Italian. A lot of people think that, you know, I'm going to be a very upset, but it sounds like he's out of ammo. Like I've somehow struck him a very hard, and the best he can do is talking about how I have a mustache. I really wanted him to call me like a buggy, a whip-armed, a goof. I didn't even get to that.
I got to say, like, good, bad, or indifferent, the fact that your name is in Jim Cornette's mouth has to mean something to you.
It's incredible. It's a bucket list moment for sure. I basically just keep trying to get through a different bucket list situation. It's like that. you know, of course, and of all the other many that I've accomplished to where, you know, the last time I saw a Colt Cabana, I was like, hey, have you been doing any podcasts lately? And he pretty much saw through that quickly and was like, nope, no, I haven't.
And he was like, I know who else is doing one, though, the Shining Wizards.
And that's why you're here.
No, this is a good podcast. This is a one of the good ones.
All right, here we go. I got a picture, Primo. I don't know if you can see this.
Yeah, that's Matt 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Wow, look at that. That's cool. I like that. Pizza Vita. You got a little oven in there. You got a tiny house. Hey, would you make a pizza in this tiny house?
That's all I do is make pizzas in a tiny house.
I wish you would stick your head in that oven.
You should have.
Dude, I know we just kind of... Matt, this is a great picture, by the way. Look at thin Matt. It's incredible.
Yes.
But did you just say like something about the... Were we in the rotation? Is that what you said? Did I hear that right or no?
Rotation?
For
the podcast. Yeah. I listened to it. It was because of it. I was looking for a different podcast because I think for the week I'd have gotten through... this is back when there was Art of the Wrestling... The Stone Cold one, Talk is a Jericho, and a Ross Report was still a thing.
Yeah.
And I got through those. I was looking for another one. I was like, a Shining Wizard. That's a good move. I'm going to listen to that one.
Wow. That's awesome.
We love it. We love when we hear that because not necessarily everyone listens to like not all guests necessarily listen to the show. So that means a lot to us. I can speak for Matt and Tony when I say that. That means a lot.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for having me.
There you go. Luigi Primo, it's been an absolute pleasure. You want to follow Luigi Primo at Best Pizza Chef on Twitter. And let's see if we can read that.
Can we read that? Yeah, there it is. Box. There we go. You want to find Luigi Primo.
What is
the Fanculo? Hey! Yo, his Twitter handle is not at Vafangulo. I don't know who that belongs to.
What's a Vafangulo?
Go fuck yourself.
Why?
Because that's what I'm telling you.
There's three Italians on this podcast right now.
Yeah, come on now.
Go buy
a t-shirt from Luigi Primo. Gluten's not real.
Very quickly, I learned recently that a wrestler friend of mine was in Italy, and they overheard some people saying my name, and they said, are you talking about Luigi Primo? And they're like, oh yeah, he's very big here. And they think that I'm a former Italy. So
that's, you know, amazing. That's so forward awesome.
To that day of a reckoning when I go back to Italy.
That's so awesome.
Well, Luigi, this has been an absolute pleasure. So you are a national treasure.
Back on my knowledge of Italian.
You are fantastic. We wish you the best. Very excited to see what Japan brings for you. I'm excited to see you and Shima.
Come on now. Says Shima. The Japanese wrestling expert doesn't know how to pronounce a Japanese wrestler's name. Shame on you.
Shima on you.
Yeah, Shima on you. Fangulo.
Whoa.
That's not to you, Luigi. That's the pizza that's man above me. That's to that pizza man. The fake pizza man.
Okay.
How dare you. At Best Pizza
this
Chef.
This guy's the real Twitter pizza man right here.
And TikTok, he really is. Instagram is Luigi Primo, PWR, and luigiprimo.bigcartel.com. Grab the Gluten Is Not Real t-shirt. It's a great gift for anyone in your family, or if you want to do, you know, buy yourself a Christmas gift, wrap it, throw it under the tree, say it's from Santa. Beautiful way to treat yourself to a Luigi Primo t-shirt.
Hell yeah.
Mr. Primo, anything else?
I could not have said it better, Matt. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you guys for having me, and I wish you guys a good Italian style of Christmas and a New Year.
You too, Luigi. Have fun in Japan, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
We'll talk later, Mr. Primo. Have a great night.
Luigi Primo.
That was fun, man.
What a guy.
That's
Vaffanculo.
Vaffanculo.
Tony, tremendous idea with the pizza box, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, tremendous idea. So is the fact. Wait, also, what? How long has that pizza box been in your place?
We ordered pizza tonight, so there you go. Okay. There you go. All the socials, and buy yourself a T-shirt from there Luigi.
Tony, next time maybe we'll have a Luigi Primo T-shirt on the bottom with his handles on the top of the box. It's my premium box.
You know what? Had I known he had so much heat with the Zick Man, I would have worn my Zicky Dice shirt tonight.
I didn't know that. I guess they got something going on.
Yeah, Zicky Dice is not a happy man these days. I happened to catch Championship Wrestling from Memphis, and I forget his opponent's name, but he wound up losing his Heritage Championship to the guy. So
poor Zicky.
Things are not good in the Zicky Dice land.
Wait, Zicky Dice lost his Heritage Championship to Luigi?
No. It was a different dude. I happened to catch it. I didn't catch the guy's name. It went the same way his match with the Pope went. He kind of like Pearl Harbored him before he got to the ring. And
wait, what? Guy, also, you know, what is Championship Wrestling from Memphis?
It's kind of used to be part of like the whole Championship Wrestling thing. Like, you know,
from Hollywood, you know, like that.
Yes,
one?
Exactly. It, the graphics are the same. The people are pretty much the same.
It's just that's in Memphis we got, now, yeah. Not in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's in Memphis. Well, no, I think the Hollywood one still exists.
I don't think Championship Wrestling from Hollywood still exists, does it? Does it? Matt's nodding his head like, yes, it does.
Yeah, because Dave Marquez still runs it, doesn't he? Isn't that his baby? Yeah.
I guess like New Japan Strong, I guess just like for me, like took over that scene to me in my head, like in my mind's eye, like. I see New Japan Strong. I don't see a whole lot of Championship Wrestling from Hollywood stuff. So maybe that's where in my head I'm just kind of like.
And I think the titles are the same because I think they have the Heritage Championship in defended in Hollywood as well. So it might kind of be a back and forth thing.
So guys like Danny Limelight and those kind of guys are still wrestling for Championship Wrestling. Wasn't he like United a thing too? Like United. Wrestling, wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, because I think that
wasn't it like a network? Wasn't it like a United Wrestling Network or something like that?
Yeah, so that's where the championship came from, where we eventually finally got Dickinson and Mike Bennett.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. To me, the history is a little fractured because I don't follow them closely, but right. I just happen to be watching YouTube over the weekend.
There's too much to follow, man. There's so much to follow.
You know what? I started recording the third season of WoW because WoW is a thing again. I just have not gone back to the DVR to watch any of it.
Kayla's there, right?
I don't think so.
Woman, WoW? Kayla? Kayla? I'm pretty sure Kayla's there. Kayla Sparks.
You might be thinking of a different promotion.
I'm thinking of WoW. I'm thinking of the one that's...
I don't think she's on that roster.
Pretty sure she is.
I don't know if Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is still a thing now that I am looking on Twitter.
Fair enough.
We have to do some more research, and then we're looking for what? Kayla Sparks?
I think Kayla's in WoW. Because like I see Maria Kanellis like take pictures with her.
That's
yeah, what's that's Maria Kanellis.
That's Woman's Army. Woman's Army, Woman's
WWR, Women's Wrestling Army.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Women's Wrestling Revolution. Okay.
I could be wrong. Like definitely could be wrong.
Women's Wrestling Revolution.
Yeah, this is more like the more modern take on GLOW, where they have like, you know, the cheerleaders and like the, you know, the metal girls and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why I thought she was there too, though. Or maybe she was booked there too. I don't know why.
Did you see Babe, the Farmer's Daughter, die, Tony?
Yeah, I did. Ursula Hayden. She was in there for, I think, seasons 3 and 4 of GLOW. She was also the one that wound up picking up the trademark Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling when Dave McLean, or maybe it was Matt Simber, whoever previously owned it, let it expire. So she was technically the owner of GLOW since, like, I think 2000.
Dude, why do you know so much about this?
I know shit, man. I just know shit. if you ask me the fucking, if you ask me the first loser in every fucking Survivor Series match on every pay-per-view ever, I'm going. When you fucking ask me about random shit about Glow, I'm your fucking guy.
All right, that's fair. I don't know. I read like the almanac while I take the dump. You just know this?
Yeah, this is shit that I learned, bro.
All right. Well, I mean, more power to you.
Thank you. I guess
I had a rain day on Tuesday.
Rain day,
right? I got rained out. I had no Tuesday. I didn't have any truck events Tuesday.
That's like 7-8 days ago.
Yeah. So I had a lot of time to catch up on the NWA.
God bless. I'm sitting out because I haven't watched it.
Okay, now, just so you know, I started watching the Revolution Rumble, and I did not finish it. Okay.
I did not watch USA on Saturday. I'm going to put that out there now.
But I did watch Power.
Okay.
All right, well, you got thoughts? I'm interested.
All right.
This is a you guys talk.
All right. So we go... We went from question mark two against the other question mark, right?
And yes. Then
he lost, so he had his mask taken off. And then we decided we're going to bring him back. We're going to put him under a mask. And then we're going to put, spoiler, Marche Rocket under a mask. And we're going to call them Blunt Force Trauma.
I like this.
I actually like, Tony, I did see this. I actually like this, too. He's know like what it reminds this. You of.
Yep, I love it. I love it a lot. I think Aaron Stevens is perfect in the role of the talker for these guys. I like what Rodney and Marche are doing. They're fucking dominant. I fucking love it.
Does it not remind you textbook of Doom?
Yeah, of course. I was with you.
I guess that's probably the purpose, but I haven't watched the show. But like when I see them, I'm like, all right, so this I can get behind.
I love it.
That I can get behind.
And it's a great role for Marche because he's there with Rodney Mack. He's learning, you know, with a big veteran and a little veteran in Aaron Stevens. So he's got two people around him that could lead him and teach him the right, the right directions. And
Well, Marche's no spring chicken either.
I understand, but you've got two veterans you're in there with. That's a fucking huge learning tree to be under, dude.
Marche's been around for a long time.
What are their fucking names?
Oh, fuck me.
Doom 1 and Doom 2.
No, what? They're almost Demolition-esque.
Damage?
Yep.
Damage and Carnage.
Yep.
All right, so I can't get behind this now.
Fucking love
it. I'm out. I can't do it now,
dude. Why is that not like Axe and Smash? That's fucking awesome. Damage and Carnage.
22. Damage.
Doom was the fucking 1990s.
They were like, what? The Doom didn't have a name. Like it wasn't like. You didn't know who they were when they had the masks on.
Yeah, but when you have blunt force trauma, you're going to experience a lot of damage and very much carnage. So there you go.
Dude, it was like when Retribution carnage. Came in and you had like freaking T-Bar and Mace and freaking Mia Yim as some other weird stupid name that like Axe and Smash is like time, even Crush, even Demolition Blast. No, I was being kind of joking on that part.
All right, because Blast, that's like kind of damage and carnage-y.
No, Blast is 100% damage and carnage-y. And Axe and Smash, if you want to be like really want to like play it, they're also damage and carnage-y. But like it's 20, just like, I don't know. I mean, I don't have a better answer, so I guess you have to take that for what it is. Damage. Carnage. We're 1994 WCW. Thunder and Lightning were a tag team. Like it's like it's
weird. It wasn't the worst, but it's just like you could tell it's fucking Rodney Mack. And
of course.
And I just don't who's the NWA tag team champions?
You've got La Rebellion and
they're still the champs?
And the US champs are the Fixers.
So they beat up David Powers, and I really thought I was going to see Mega Powers on the show.
I know, right? Him.
And Eddie Vero. What's with the fucking baby doll's kid?
Yeah, this was shit. This was the Drizzles. She was fucking terrible.
I watched the first Power from Hard Times, then USA, then Power again, then USA. So I'm all caught up, right? So I put this episode on. And in the last previous weeks, they've been building up this Samantha Starr. Baby Doll's the first woman of the NWA, and this is her daughter, Samantha Starr. Let's put her in there with Kylan King and let Kylan King beat her.
Yep. This was dog shit. I don't think Samantha Starr is all that good, to be honest with you.
No, no. No, that's
not. It wasn't a great showing.
Nope.
And then the Spectaculars wrestled the Cardonas.
You don't like that arm waving, hip smacking move that they do when they come out?
I don't mind it, but you gotta pick a good time to do it. You can't be just doing it in the middle of a comeback.
No, I understand that, but like the entrance, I'm kind of digging that. It's throwback.
So the Spectaculars, Brady Pierce and Rush Friedman, took on the Cardonas, Matt Cardona, Mike Knox. If the Spectaculars won, Rolando Freeman,
nope,
would get a shot at Matt Cardona for his NWA title shot.
Yep.
So the Spectaculars won via disqualification.
So my buddy Matty is still in the mix for the title picture?
He is.
All right.
And he finally got his revenge on Rolando Freeman.
What did you think of like Rolando and Cardona actually having a match here? Did you get fucking dong sucker vibes, like your boy what's his nuts that you fucking hate?
Dong? Did you say dong sucker vibes?
Yeah. Well, because he sucked the dick in a match. You don't remember that?
Marco fucking... Stunt?
Yeah. What?
What on earth just happened?
Am I wrong?
What? I'm missing.
You don't remember he had the match with Effie?
No.
He got the caught sucking the dildo.
I know what I just don't understand. Can you please ask me that question again? There was no, Kevin, there was no dong sucking in this match. So I'm not sure.
I know you don't like Marco Stunt.
Right.
But did you think that Rolando Freeman was, do you think like it was a good match considering he's such a smaller guy wrestling somebody established like Cardona? Did it make sense to you the way the match came out?
Yes.
Okay.
The way the match, they're really building up Rolando as an ultimate underdog. He's got two victories over Cardona that he essentially stole from him. Obviously the first one was at 74. And then there was a 6-man tag situation a couple of weeks ago before Hard Times where Rolando ended up winning because I think the Cardona family's cheating backfired.
Yes.
I didn't expect Rolando to beat him, but there was that ultimate underdog feel to it, and the match was not bad.
Yeah, and I do like that they didn't go overboard with letting Rolando take control. Like, he was doing things that made sense for him, you know?
No, absolutely.
And he didn't suck any dongs.
There was no dong sucking, so if you're tuning in to the NWA for dong sucking, you're going to have to go to Pornhub or wherever
you go. To blackwrestling.com, maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah, if you're into that kind of stuff. I did not look. I know I was really down on the NWA putting the title on Tyrus, and I know I said I'd never watch the NWA again, but I did.
Because Tyrus is your meatloaf.
Tyrus is my meatloaf. There's still some things that I'm not a huge fan of, but this latest episode of Power was decent. We're still, for some ungodly fucking reason, there's still this Tom Lattimore EC3 thing going on.
Oh, who did EC3 wrestle recently on NWA? Didn't he have a match against somebody else?
There was a weird tag match where it was like Tom Lattimore and Ryan Davidson, maybe.
Maybe. I know, yeah, and it was EC3 and somebody else.
Matt Lancey. It was somebody who was a guest on our show when we did the Wildcat Month against like Tom and somebody against EC3 and somebody, and then EC3 turned his back on his opponent and beat him up and let Tom put him in a submission hold. Like, real fucking,
I don't dig it either. And there's something terribly wrong with EC3's body. Like, I don't know how you get to look like that, dude. It's just, it's like disturbingly unnatural. And he's not like thick to the gills. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just like the way he's cut, like his body's like not, It's not symmetrical. Like, he looks kind of fucked up.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you, you know, allegedly take steroids so much that your body can't control it.
By the way, I meant to tell you, I wrote it down during the interview. I need to go back and isolate you saying I eat my own product. That fucking really made me laugh hard. Holy cow, that made me laugh hard.
Matthew Birch in the chat, yo, saying dong sucker vibes is such a wild way to try and remember someone of Marco's stunt.
And it worked. Did it not work?
Yes. Yeah, I guess it worked.
Yeah.
Wild.
The only kind of wrestling talk you get here on the Shining Wizards.
That's right. You don't go to CNN for dong jokes, and you don't come here for the fucking news.
Not even local news?
No, not even fucking local news. Okay.
Tony, someone had sex in a garage in Newark today.
And they both fucking died because they had the door closed. Stupids.
Right. Yeah. Carbon monoxide. It's a silent killer.
I feel like there was something else from this. Oh, here's another thing I have a fucking problem with the NWA, though. The beginning of every fucking episode. It's time! It's time! It's velvet time! What? Why? Go fuck yourself.
Because that's the gimmick they do. They do it every week.
Why?
Because it's velvet time, bro.
Unless she's putting her fucking coos on the camera, I don't give a shit, okay? Someone from Vader's camp needs to fucking sue the shit out of her. Fucking velvet time. She sucks. She sucks shit through a fucking fun curly straw.
Now, you see, maybe she's the meatloaf of the NWA.
No, she's not. She's the fucking, like, nacho cheese that sits there all day and gets, like, all gunky, and it gets the film on top because nobody's been dipping their fingers in it.
Now, you see, nacho cheese would go. I'd figure it'd be one of those, like, weird salad dressings that nobody eats.
Tony, that's a great question. What do you think is the most terrible, weird salad dressing?
I would say people don't go for Russian dressing anymore.
Nah, Russian's great.
Thousand Island.
That's pretty good.
Because Thousand Island's a little chunky looking if you're not familiar with it.
Yeah, but so is a blue cheese, and that's cheese gone bad twice.
Yeah, you know what? I've never seen anybody put blue cheese on a salad. So unless there's wings at that buffet, I'm going to say blue cheese. Because even the vinaigrettes go. People love vinaigrette, man.
There's got to be one we're forgetting. Because I like blue cheese. I like Thousand Island. I like Russian. I might like Russian more on like a Reuben, like on a sandwich.
What about French dressing?
Maybe French is good too.
Salad
dressing?
Catalina? Anybody ever have a good? I like a Catalina dressing though, but maybe people don't like that.
I never had Catalina
salad dressings until one hits as bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
There are 8 people watching right now. All right, hopefully you're in the chat.
So sad.
What's a bad salad dressing?
Yeah, what's a terrible salad dressing?
Is there such a thing? Would you consider ketchup on your salad a terrible move?
Well, first of all, shut the fuck up, because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, shut the fuck up. I bet you there's somebody there. People put fucking peanut butter on everything. Oh,
dude, there's a Kraft Velveeta cheesy jalapeno ranch dressing. What in the fuck are we trying to do?
Sounds delightful.
Velveeta jalapeno ranch.
Matt, go back to your peanut butter point.
People that put fucking peanut butter on everything. Bacon, egg, and cheese with peanut butter. What's wrong with you?
You know a bad salad dressing? Miracle Whip. What the fuck is Miracle Whip?
Is that a salad dressing?
Yes. Look at a jar. It says salad dressing. It's not mayonnaise.
What's this? Mott Spock. No surprise here. I love ketchup, but on salad. Oh, never mind.
Oh, I thought, yeah, okay.
Oh, you thought he was going
to
say
I was going to retract my statement and totally apologize to you.
Ryan Sullivan, don't some people just do vinegar?
Yeah, oil and vinegar, if you will.
Yeah, no, I think he just means just vinegar.
Like what? Like
just vinegar.
So there's like a million different types of vinegars, aren't there? Like, isn't there like...
I think he just means like straight up run of the mill, like, you know, like on your red wimpy sub vinegar.
On your sandwich, like oil and vinegar, like the vinegar.
Yeah, just the
vinegar. Of the oil and vinegar.
You know what? Not gonna lie, I get a sub sandwich, I like extra vinegar. I'll go with the extra oil too, though, but the vinegar is what makes it for me.
No, I enjoy a good oil and vinegar sandwich as well. BBQ sauce on Mike Peterson's
a fucking weirdo. He likes soccer too. So
dude, what's wrong with barbecue sauce on your fries?
With salads and salad dressing.
All right, Mike.
I don't know how we got here, but we're getting off of this fucking tangent about salads and dressings and bullshit.
Yeah, because Velvet Sky was the meatloaf, and you said she was awful salad dressing or nacho cheese or some shit.
Yeah, you said she was cheese.
Crusty cheese.
Crusty
like,
cheese.
Like dick cheese.
Yeah, like she's dick cheese. She's, dick, she's the dick cheese of the NWA.
Courtney, what else might she be? From under?
From under, yeah. From under her balls, from under her tits, wherever. You know, it doesn't matter.
She's gross, okay? Tell a friend.
You think she's gross because she was nailing Bully Ray, or you think she's just gross overall?
I think she's fine.
I think she's...
She's terrible at commentary, but she's fine.
No?
I bet you she's a cunt.
Oh, probably. You wouldn't do it for the story? You would do it for the story.
Of course I do. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
All right. As long as we need to establish this.
Like, so she probably has the personality of a sock.
Ooh. I got to wash my socks, actually. Reminds me.
She sucks. Tell a friend.
She sucks.
Holy shit.
We got a pay-per-view we got to pick this weekend.
Oh, yes, we do.
And for some strange reason, Tony, you were like, why?
Yeah, why? It's over.
It's a fucking pay-per-view. That's why.
It's over.
What's over?
It's over, bro.
Ring of Honor?
What pay-per-view are we picking?
Ring of Honor, final
battle. How many matches are there?
Two. Right now we have 6 announced, but I think we're going to get more.
Oh, great. So you really think it's worth it? Just keep going with this fucking thing.
Yes. I need to win, man.
The one guy who's over 200 correct picks for the season. The guy who's got less than 80 wrong for the season. The guy who's up by 8 on Kevin and 45 on Matt. You don't think this shit's over? It's over, Johnny.
Nothing is over.
Even Rambo. Even fucking Johnny Rambo knows it's over, brother.
Nothing is over unless Cody Deaner walks into this room and stabs one of us.
That's a great... I wasn't sure if this was going to be the YouTube show. Like bro, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
All right, well, hold on. Let's get to, what are we picking this weekend?
Ring of Honor.
All right, so let's hold off on Impact then. We'll get there.
We're not picking it now.
But Matt wanted to talk about it. That's why he brought it up.
All right.
So Matthew Birch also says, isn't the NXT Deadline pay-per-view also this Saturday?
That's not a pay-per-view. Fuck off.
If it's a PLE, then we got to pick it.
No, it's not. It's fucking NXT. It's not a PLE.
That's a Saturday show.
Premium Live D's Nuts.
That is a Saturday show.
And that's
so what does that mean?
That's a Premium Live. Is it? All right. So here's the thing. Is it at the stupid little.
There. Premium that. Fucking Luigi Primo put that on his pizza.
Is it at the.
Is it at the PC?
Is that the PC? I don't know if that's a pick worthy show.
I think it is only available on the Peacock though.
Yeah, that's it.
And
Tony, they're doing the Iron Survivor Challenge.
Two Iron Survivor Challenges.
Oh, fucking wonderful. Is this for fucking
Brand Supremacy?
Yeah. Fucking hell.
No, it's for championships or championship opportunities.
The fuck are we doing?
We're making picks. Matt,
this is
we're
why I hate picks. No, we're not.
No, we're picking it.
Tony, I got
what other NXT shows did we pick this year as opposed to what we didn't pick?
And well, they're recharging the wheels. This is new now. This is a new era.
I think we picked something. Era. We picked the one with the Braun Breaker and
Was it Braun Breaker and
it was a three-way, right? With
Dragunov and Casey James.
JD whatever his
name is. Did we pick that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we picked it.
Tony, I want you to guess what an Iron Survivor Challenge is.
I think I kind of know.
Shawn Michaels, baby. So knock yourself out, Tony.
I don't know. Is it like a Royal Rumble, but it's Iron Man style, or is it like one of them elimination?
I don't
jobs?
Even know. Is it a gauntlet?
Whatever. Yeah, maybe. That was the word I was looking for.
Two wrestlers start the match, and every 5 minutes, another wrestler enters until all 5 participants are
five.
After the last wrestler enters,
so this is Elimination Chamber without the chamber. Is what this
after
is.
After
War Games without the chamber.
Oh, God.
After the last wrestler enters, there's a predetermined time limit. Each time a wrestler scores a pinfall submission or being the victim of a disqualification, they gain a point, and the wrestler they pin, submit, or who disqualified then goes into the penalty box for 90 seconds.
All right, I'm with Tony. We don't pick this. This is stupid.
This is fucking dumb.
The winner of the match is the wrestler who scores the most pinfalls at the end of the time limit. It combines the elements of a championship scramble, Iron Man, and
Iron Impact's Man.
King of the Mountain matches.
King of the Mountain? That was never a WWE vehicle.
No, but it said Impact's King of the Mountain.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we're not doing this. Tony, I'm with you. Unless Matt, if you want to, I'm with you.
There's fucking three matches on the show.
Oh, Matthew Birch says, didn't we pick? Did we pick NXT Halloween Havoc?
I'm sure we did.
I don't know. I'd have to pull it up, but I'm afraid my computer will crash if I look it up.
Yeah, go eat your product.
Eat a dick.
That's what I meant. Was Halloween Havoc was like a? If we picked it, it was a weekend show. If it was one of those stupid like bonus like NXT Tuesday weird shows, then we didn't.
We have to go through the history of our fucking
picks. Yeah, I'm going now, okay? Just give
you don't have to do it now. Yeah. Do it tomorrow.
No, yeah, no big deal. I think we...
No, I want clarity in this exact moment. All right? Why I wait for this stupid thing to open in my whole computer. Ring of Honor final battle this weekend.
Great. Another fucking Jericho match. Wonderful.
Jericho against Claudio. Job.
Okay, are the fucking Ring of Honor people going to go, I'm becoming? You know what's wrong with Judas? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with Judas. He fucking gives away the chorus of the song in the first fucking verse. That's terrible songwriting. That's why Judas sucks. That's why Fozzy sucks. And that's why Jericho sucks at life. That's why. He doesn't know how to write a fucking song. And he's been doing this too long to fucking know that.
We did pick Halloween Havoc.
Pick these nuts. Oh, great. So we're going to fucking pick the Handjob Harry fucking show? 25 minutes, and then everybody gets to pin each other. So some fucking poor slob is going to be in this match for the whole 25 minutes, and then he gets to go in the penalty box because, oops, I got pinned. Oh, fuck me. This sucks, dude. This sucks on ice. This sucks on ice cream. This sucks on a fucking sub from Blimpy and Jersey Mike's. This just fucking sucks. This sucks more than Dwarf Dong Sucker. How you like them apples?
We picked terrible. We picked In Your House too.
That's right.
Oh, what did
you think? Tony complains about this. He went 5-1 at In Your House and he went 6-0 at fucking Halloween.
I'm the fucking NXT expert, bitches.
The next bird.
Asshole. Anyway, Jericho Claudio. Samoa Joe defends the TV title against Juice Robinson.
What about the other title that he has? That one doesn't count.
That's not. It's not a Ring of. It's the.
AEW. No. He's defending the TV title. He's not defending the TNT title. He has both. He's defending the TV title against Juice Robinson. Correct.
Yes. Mercedes Martinez defends the Ring of Honor Women's title against Athena. We're gonna run back the Ring of Honor Pure Championship as Daniel Garcia defends against Wheeler Yuta. And Swerve in Our Glory takes on Shane Taylor and JD Griffey.
Look at that.
Who's JD Griffey?
He's a professional wrestler.
That's right.
I understand. I was not questioning his credentials. I was questioning who he was. I don't know who he is
either, Matt.
Who's JD Griffey? Or are you pronouncing it wrong? Is it somebody we know?
JD Griffey.
JD Griffey. Who the fuck is JD Griffey?
He's a professional wrestler. Jerome Daniel Griffey.
Oh, Jerome, I know him.
Out of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, all right, that guy. Yeah, we had him on the show before, didn't we?
No.
That's right, because nobody knows who the fuck he is.
Oh, you know what? Maybe you should learn who he is.
Don't tell me. I'm too busy learning about Ursula Hayden.
You know all about Ursula Hayden. He works out of Texas. He's a Texas guy. He's probably one of Shane Taylor's boys.
Okay.
Shane Taylor has a nose for talent, so he brings in JD Griffin.
I do love me some Shane Taylor.
Who doesn't love Shane Taylor? He showed up on fucking Rampage to confront Keith Lee. All right.
Let me ask you a question. So Shane Strickland and Keith Lee are back together. They're basking our glory. So that's the question.
Swerve in our glory.
We saw this big dummy walk out on the fucking doofus at fucking pay-per-view. And then the next night,
Hey, we should talk. Yeah, we should talk.
we should talk. And now they're friends again? Fuck this, dude.
Maybe they worked it out.
You know what? This gimmick's so bad. Oh, let's fucking stick in a Ring of Honor. Maybe Jericho can make it fucking work. Where's Eli Isom?
What?
Where's Crowbar? Where's Josh Woods? Where are all the fucking regular Ring of Honor people?
Josh Woods is in AEW.
Where's Brian Cage? Isn't he signed to fucking Ring of Honor?
He's there.
Why isn't he getting a title shot at Jericho?
He's in the Diamond
GMSI, baby.
You're going to...
Yeah, Jericho against Brian Cage. Let Jericho fucking lose.
I don't know what to do here. I'm trying to answer every single one of your questions, and you just wouldn't have it.
Because there's nobody from Ring of Honor in there. There really isn't.
But it's not what Ring of Honor was, man.
But they have
You're living in the past, man.
They have all the Ring of Honor was people like there that they could fucking put in there.
Matt, what are the other matches on the show? Do you know?
That's it. I just ran down the card.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. So Brian Cage is going to be relegated to fucking six-man title matches. This is fucking unbelievable. What's he going to win him by himself? Is it going to be 3-on-1?
Are you that desperate to see Brian Cage in a match? Are you that hard up to see freaking Brian Cage wrestle a 1-on-1 main event match?
Kev,
is that the hill you're dying on right now?
I'm not desperate at all. However, Brian Cage was going to Ring of Honor, and he's fucking wrestling Dalton Castle and the boys. Mike Peterson with the fucking
That's
great
a Ring
question.
Of Honor guy, you moron!
Michael Peterson with a great question. Where the fuck is Jay Briscoe, and where's Mark Briscoe? Why are the Briscoe boys not on this fucking show?
Maybe they will be.
Ugh.
Right, Nelly?
Tony Khan is a fucking idiot. He should walk into fucking TBS and go, hey, assholes, the Briscoes are wrestling on my fucking show. You don't like it? I'll take my fucking billionaire money elsewhere.
Wait, but they're signed. They're under contract, from what I understand.
They can't be on TV for AEW.
What?
The Briscoe brothers cannot be on TBS TNT because of the remarks Jay made 12 years ago.
12 fucking years ago!
And Brian Kendrick is back working for WWE as a producer for one night for comments that he made 11 years ago.
Yeah. But Briscoe is...
Listen, they were all stupid comments. Don't get me wrong.
They're under contract, and he's apologized a million times for that shit. It's like, when do we fucking move on?
I didn't want to get this way, but like I don't
Seriously,
know, man.
When do we move on?
We should have been. If it wasn't for social media, we would have moved on 10 years ago. I'm
going to refrain from commenting because I think...
Yes. I don't even remember what either one of them said, to be honest with you.
Jay Briscoe dropped a couple F's and whatnot, and you've got a couple pictures with Confederate flags and people just can't be people. Everyone has to get canceled and everybody has an opinion and everyone's fucking soft. So dude apologized. Just let it fucking go.
Yeah, so what the heck was the wrestling point of this conversation that Tony was so pissed about?
I want Ring of Honor people on the Ring of Honor show.
But We talked about this when this happened, when Tony brought Ring of Honor, that the AEW roster was so packed and so full that you could easily redo Ring of Honor with new people. Like, it's like, what do you, like, I don't understand. Like, what you want, like, do you want freaking, like, I don't know, give me a freaking Ring of Honor, Christopher Daniels, want him headlining your show? No, I don't. I'll take Chris Jericho headlining my Ring of Honor show. I'll take Brian Danielson and Claudio, and you know, I'll take them headlining my Ring of Honor show. Claudio's Ring of Honor.
Yeah, you know, it's a different time, and
come on, Nelly, get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here, Nelly. It's it, man. People, you're not going to see. Tony Khan didn't sign all the people that used to be in Ring of Honor. You can't get rid of it, Tony. It's just
no, there. What the fuck, dude?
No, I blocked the dude before.
That's guys, focus.
Yeah,
I know,
no, but Matt, you're right.
But it's annoying. I don't want somebody hijacking our fucking show. That's
okay, it's fine, but there's nothing you can do about it right now.
Yeah, I think you may have blocked somebody by mistake.
No, I didn't. I blocked somebody who was soliciting.
No,
anyway.
You blocked Ryan Sullivan.
Sorry,
Jesus
Ryan.
Fucking Christ, guys.
Great content.
It's not. That's why I don't want. I want somebody who. Somebody who's supposed to be here is supposed to control this shit. Never mind. Whatever. So much fun. Do you want me to plug the fucking Patreons? Can we take
yes, please.
Before I fucking throw my fucking laptop down the stairs.
Well, I have to figure out how to bring Ryan back into the conversation.
Yeah, well, so while you fucking do that, yeah. Let me do this fucking
sorry,
shit.
Buddy.
Jesus fucking Christ. That's how you bring a show and a segment to a complete fucking halt.
Shut up.
You want to be a part of this fucking disaster 11 years running, you can go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. $3 a month gets you bonus content. We got lots of great stuff over there on our Patreon. $5 a month, we're shouting you out on social media. $10 a month. Oh, whoa, man, $10 a month. You know what I just realized? It's December. You know what that means? We got to pick our January Patreon people. All right, so we got $10 a month. If you're at the $10 a month level, your name goes in this wonderful Shawn Michaels, if the drinks don't kill you, the Marines will koozie that I got from my friends over at cheapshopparty.com. You're going to shake it up. We're going to pick $10 a month. You get to be a part of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Last month, David Henry the Bower. Last month, David Henry Bower III was a winner, and he got to sit in, and we talked WCW Uncensored 95. This month, Kevin Rogue was the winner, and he got to be part of the show last week. So let's see who's going to be the lucky participant in January, where you get to be part of the show. If it's a repeat customer, it is not. No relation to the KJG. Matt Garifo.
Oh, no.
I got to reach out to Matt and see what he wants to do. If he wants to sit in on an interview, if he wants to do a Wizard Rewind, if he wants to do Can You Beat That, if he just wants to come in and join the show. Reach out to Matt, but congratulations to Matt Garifo. So if you're at that $10 level, every first show of the month, your name goes in this delicious koozie, and I pick it out, and you get to be part of the show. Now we're going to thank those that support us over on our Patreon. Kathy Hummer, the queen of the Shining Wizards. Manny Crazzo, the king of the Wizards. Danny Rusinello, at not Danny Russ on the Twitter machine. Kieran, my fine British friend that I do the Bread Club with. Anthony Rusinello. Sean Toe. Sean Callejo. Kate Hensler, at Miss Kate Fabe on the Twitter machine. Matt Garifo, at WhoDatMatt81. He just won the December Patreon surprise. Christine Friesendorf, Mark Parloni, Thomas Copps, the Mott Spock, at High Five Tom on the Twitter machine. Michael Hammond, Matthew Birch, Braden Bergen, at Enfuego30. He's our number one fan from Iowa. Brendan Haney, Brian Schlong, at Mark Order Pod, Asian Joe, Mike Peterson, at LOL Mike Peterson. The Daily Smark, at The Daily Smark on Twitter. The Daily Smark helps you find the latest wrestling news along with up-to-the-minute daily podcasts. Don't forget, we deliver YouTube videos to keep you in the loop. Kevin Rogue, at Year of Pod, at JJ Rogue Means, at TOTS Pod. And last, but certainly not least, he can be found on the Twitter machine, at W Mercier Jr., the one, the only, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
Kevin, I know what you mean.
Yes, you do. You sure do, Matt. Matt, you do.
I do. Boy, do I ever.
You're okay.
So we're rocking and rolling over here.
We are, man.
If you are listening to this in podcast form, don't forget, after this, when you're done listening on the podcast, right? Like, God damn it. Those guys didn't even scratch the surface. I wish they would keep talking wrestling. Well, guess what? We do, and we will, over at our YouTube, youtube.com, The Shining Wizards. You can subscribe, and the videos pop up maybe an hour after we finish recording. And it's only available on YouTube. So you can't get it in podcast form. You got to go over to the YouTube, and you got to listen to it there. Wizards After Dark last week, me, Kevin, Handsome Kevin, we talked all AEW. It was a very AEW heavy post show, but it's definitely worth checking out. And who knows what we're going to talk about tonight. There's a whole bunch of notes that Mr. Brendan Haney had sent over. So we're going to cover a bunch of stuff. Tony's wife. What's up?
Brendan the Haney.
Brendan the Haney. Tony's up and away. I don't know what he's doing. But the big news of the week, MJF takes out Lord Steven Regal. And then Lord Steven Regal, allegedly, Tony's back.
Allegedly, Tony's back.
No, Tony's back. There's no.
Oh, okay. Here. Okay, Tony is back. Yeah.
And then allegedly, the reports are that Lord Steven Regal is on his way back to the WWE.
Yeah, it's been confirmed by multiple sources in the old dirt sheet universe. So it's, I mean, is anyone really surprised? Are you surprised? Did you see EC3's little blurb?
Yeah, but EC3 also said like Velveteen Dream had like a camera in his bathroom and he was taking pictures of people pee. So there's conflicting reports out there. Uncle Dave said 3 years. EC3 said Regal knew the minute he was there. Oh, good.
Oh, man.
EC3 said that the minute Regal was there, he knew he was leaving because of the maturity level at AEW backstage. And then some reports said that he had like an opt-out clause after a year.
All right. So regardless of the reports, the rumors, it makes all the logical sense in the world that William Regal gets the heck out of there. Literally, like, he's not like a big enough star where like the story is gonna lose any. And they did it the best way they possibly could. AEW, I'll give them credit to that. The way MJF like literally took him out was probably the best way you could be able to do it if he's not gonna be on your show anymore. So I'll give AEW credit for that. But William Regal going back, long relationship with Triple H. Triple H when he was Jean-Paul Levesque in WCW and when teaming with Regal back then. So, I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. Not shocking at all. Not shocking at all to me.
Tony, any thoughts?
Sorry, I'm doing tech stuff. Move on without me.
Oh, all right. Do you need to be on the screen if you're doing tech stuff?
I mean, I like to see you guys. It's okay. I mean,
okay.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Tony.
Brother.
Matt, do you have any thoughts on William Regal leaving?
Do I have any thoughts on William Regal leaving? Nelly, come on.
All right.
You know what? I love it.
Sorry.
I love it.
I love it. You love it?
Yeah. I it would have been cool if they would have worked things out because I think him being with MJF was a great pairing, but dude wants to go. Let him go.
But the storyline was so good that they ended up doing where like MJF is the, like he says, the devil himself. And so he pretty much basically just used William Regal to win the world championship. And now boom, I don't need you anymore. I'm good. And there's always that back pocket of maybe like the firm still always be whatever happened, Matt, what happened to freaking, the big dude, Big Cass, is he still around?
I think he's still in the firm. He might be floating around somewhere.
Floating around, a little float ski. But yeah, so I totally had no issue with it. And if Regal's gone, they did the story the best way they possibly could.
It was like really the only way they could have. What I didn't like though, if they knew that Regal was leaving like 2 weeks ago, I don't understand why they couldn't just have him off of TV and say he was with MJF filming the movie, rather than being like in the ring with Moxley, like fucking chewing him out and him not being able to do anything back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seemed weird that you'd bring him out, have Moxley fucking shit on him, and then have MJF do that the very next week. Like, if you're going to do something, just have him do the MJF thing and be done with it. You know?
I mean, you still have to produce TV. You still have to have segments that mean something. So to me, it's a no-brainer to have to do it this way. I don't know. Call me crazy.
No, I think, you know what? Don't insult my intelligence, right? If he just doesn't show up 1 week, like, at least this is a reason. Like, we read the dirt sheets. People know he's gone. So this is a great way to write him off TV.
Right.
How do you feel about the new belt?
Stupid. It's fucking dumb. What is it? It's the same belt with a fucking... You couldn't even tell what it was when it was on TV. You know what it looked more like? It looked more like the original big gold strap, the brown strap. That's all it looked like.
I think the plates actually looked a lot brighter. I think that it looked better, but the Burberry thing did not come across, I think, as well as they would have hoped it to do. Because it, like, I couldn't tell what it was at first. Like, I thought we were going to get like a whole new championship. I thought we were going to get like a whole different like plate, whole different design.
Do you think they're doing too much changing these belts all the time now?
AEW hasn't changed any belts.
Are you kidding?
Oh, the women's belt, right? The women's belt.
They changed the women's belt. They changed the fucking TNT belt all the time. They've changed the tag belts a little bit.
Okay, all right.
They've changed a lot, dude.
Yeah, but the TNT but that's for gimmick purposes. That's not for design purposes. It's like the belt has been the same. It's just been changed with color schemes, which WWE and everyone has done a million times before. So I don't hate that they change the color scheme. And so I think the only real belt design they changed was the women's, and maybe they made the men's tag belts a little better. I don't even know if that's true. The only real design they changed, as far as I know, has been the women's belt, other than color schemes, which Ultimate Warrior did and Hogan and everyone did. Sergeant Slaughter did. So I don't think it's that big a deal at all. You know what I mean? Like, the Burberry thing stunk. It went over like a fart in church. I'm not going to lie about that. But you knew there was going to be a new belt under that little thingy, under that curtain, under that like carpet or under that blanket. But
name everything that covers stuff. Go.
That's right.
Shower curtain.
We cover it. Wow. We cover everything, Matt.
My fat
under those shining wizards.
Kate has this to say.
Oh, geez, here we go.
I think this is supposed to be a planets champion thing. MJF called the crowd fickle, changed the belt, etc. And it seems like they're setting up that feud. And then Mr. Matthew Birch says, William Morrissey has been at ringside for some of Lee Moriarty's matches lately. It's like they're positioning Morrissey to be like a Diesel type bodyguard character for Lee. All right, that's the only thing I don't like about this new mic is I have to mute it from the...
Like right now. He's still talking and he has.
I think he did that. Did you did that on purpose?
That on purpose, yes.
Okay, there you go.
Thoughts on the setting up MJF and Bryan Danielson?
It's the only thing they have left.
We're getting MJF Ricky Starks in a week, aren't we?
Ricky Starks is dead and buried. He's done. That's the dumbest. The move to turn him babyface, like I said at the time, was the dumbest thing ever. And then even if I was going to eat my words then, the fact that they've absolutely done nothing with him and now people expect him to be believable now as a contender for MJF, no, done. Dunzo. I love Ricky Stark, one of my favorite wrestlers. Dunzo. They did no services to Ricky Starks at all. Boom. And Kate's going to chime in on something, I'm sure. Because Kate loves Ricky Starks.
She says what?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's regarding the Ricky Starks thing, but it was the dumbest thing.
I guess it is, because that's the last thing that was said.
Yeah, I can't tell if there's like a delay or a stream or anything like that on here. But no, Ricky, that's the dumbest thing ever, and Ricky Starks stinks. The way they use him stinks. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I do have breaking news.
Is this what I think? Is this bad?
Oh, no.
It's not Barry Windham.
Okay. All right. That's what. Okay.
But it is in the same vein.
We lost somebody.
We did. It was. It's not in the wrestling community.
Is it a friend?
It's not a friend. Do you think I would announce a friend dying on the show, Kevin?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Then what are you doing, dude?
Christy Alley.
Oh shit! From no Cheers? Way.
Yes, she's passed away at 71 years old after a very short battle with cancer.
Wow.
Oh, Christy Alley. A lot of people gave her shit for replacing what's her name on Cheers, but Christy Alley, the Christy Alley Cheers years were good.
Just came across the face space, so I wanted to bring that up. Let's see.
Just so we know, no points granted, by the way. No points. No points.
No points.
There we go. Motspock, is Kevin going to block KTG too?
No, I didn't mean to block Ryan either. There was someone that posted something that was inappropriate. Yeah,
I can't figure out how to get Ryan back in.
Oh, there he is.
It's okay. No,
but he's not.
I got him back in. Ryan Sullivan, 55, said he just won the tournament. How have they done nothing? Kate Hensler, he had a face turn, high-profile feud, and then won a tournament.
So here's the thing. They didn't do enough when it happened, right? And he just literally fell off the face of the earth. And now all of a sudden, I'm expected to believe that now, just because he does this little, like, little fucking thing that when he comes to the fucking ring, like a little freaking hand in his face type gimmick, that I'm supposed to believe he's a top level talent. He's not. I'm sorry. He's not. He's just literally not. And until they do something more to build him back up, and all these little marks here can say whatever they want, it's just not, it's just been freaking bad. It's
Matt, do you like when Kevin cuts promos like this?
I do, because I'm curious, because well, there's two reasons why. Because in about an hour, we'll get a text message like,
oh, yeah.
Was I too mean? And then we laugh. Secondly, are you saying the presentation, they're not presenting him like a top-tier star? Or you think he's not a top-tier star?
No, he's a top talent, 100%. They're not presenting him like a top star.
They haven't built him to be a top.
And they ruined what could have been something so great with him and Hook. And same thing could be said for Hook. Same thing could be said for Hook.
Where's Hook? Huh? Where is he? Is he around?
Send him.
Find him. No, is he wrestling? Has he been on TV?
Rampage is his show, I guess. I don't know.
Does he wrestle?
Let me look at the notes, Tony.
Top five times he wrestled. I bet you they were on Dark and Elevation.
They haven't been on Dynamite, I'll tell you that much. They've been on Rampage.
Rampage. Yeah, they have been on Rampage. Yeah. Let me look up Hook's cage match here.
Listen, Ricky Starks is like my favorite dude. But he's like, they haven't done anything with him to make me believe now that Matt, do you think he's gonna beat MJF?
No, I don't think he's gonna beat
MJF. If they put him on a pay-per-view against MJF, do you think he'd beat MJF?
No, but even if they built him up, he's not gonna beat MJF.
Do you think he would beat anybody?
At this point, no.
What do you mean? Do I think Ricky Starks could beat anybody?
Oh, yeah, all right. I mean, like, top level, like if Punk was there and they did like a Punk Ricky Starks feud, do you think that he would beat Punk? Do you think he could beat Omega? Do you think he could beat Moxley?
I think he could beat Punk and Omega before he beats Jericho, because Jericho don't fucking let anybody beat him except for fucking pockets.
It depends on the story they're telling.
And what story have they told of him?
There, that was Jericho. Fuck him.
I'm what story Judas have they told my ass. Starks, other than winning a tournament?
I mean, he entered in the Diamond Battle Royal so he can get another title shot just in case he loses.
Exactly.
Hook is primarily featured on Rampage.
Yep.
He has wrestled 1, 2, 3 times since AEW All Out in September, where he defeated Angelo Parker in the pre-show.
He
averages a match once a month.
And who is he wrestling in these matches?
In September, him and Action Bronson defeated Angelo Parker and Matt Minardi. In October, he defeated Ari Daivari. And in November, he defeated Lee Moriarty.
So, all right, so that was cool. The whole Action Bronson thing, that was fun. That was dope. Like, that was, like, really, like, cool. And Hook has a lot. Hook is so, like, and it's a problem with a lot, with AEW does with a lot of guys. And I love AEW. Like I said, constantly. It's my favorite freaking show. But it frustrates me now more than it has ever before. And I've been saying it again, it's been since Cody left. Once Cody left, it's been different. It's been awkward. It's been, what are we doing? We're going to overload our show with a million different talents that are well-deserved of a contract, well-deserved of TV time, but you can't do everything with everybody. And they just don't know how to manage the levels. And this is something that where I say with now, which I think WWE is doing so well right now, is that they have they're bringing everybody back too. They're bringing back a lot of people. But here I think the people coming back understand that it used to be Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, and then everyone else down here. And now there's levels now where you can come back and you can be a Karrion Kross and not expect him to be a main eventer right away. You can bring back, you know, you have Austin Theory, you have Seth Rollins, you have the layers of what makes a solid wrestling like roster. Like Tony, like do you understand what I'm saying here? Like AEW just seems out of whack, where WWE just seems like now like people get it. Like they understand that you have to bring people back, but not everyone can be at the top and not everyone will be at the bottom.
Yeah. And you have to have people built well enough where if you do start to have problems, you can have somebody slotted in and it's believable.
Yeah. Like Ricochet, like, I know we talked about the tournament, right? That Ricky Starks did. Ricochet just won the World Cup.
Oh, yes.
As silly as I think the World Cup thing was, it made people believe, to me, it makes people believe in Ricochet again. Like he was totally an afterthought under the old regime. Had a big feel, had a big type thing again. Now, granted, I think it's silly that you win a World Cup and then you have to fight the Intercontinental Champion. That's neither here nor there, but it made it feel like Ricochet was like a big deal again. And so, I don't know. Listen, people don't agree with a lot of my opinions. I don't care. I really don't give a shit.
Kevin's riffing again.
So,
don't text me later.
Yeah, these are the opinions of Shining Wizards. Like, Kevin.
Was I too hard on people?
Nah, don't worry, Matt. Don't worry. Those days are over. Don't worry.
Oh, all right.
Did Ricochet win with two fingers in his cornhole?
Duh. Did he ever? Three.
Pew, pew, pew. Everybody wins with two fingers in their cornhole. Kevin, speaking of winning. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. There we go. It's time for me and Matt to feel like winners tonight.
Good luck. Oh, baby. We got ourselves a top little five going on right here. A couple weeks ago, I believe the last top five I did was who were the most popular heels in professional wrestling. I am flipping the switch completely, and I'm asking you guys.
Us?
You, Matt and Tony. Who do you think are the wrestlers that have the most get-off-my-TV, X-Pac, heat? Like, I don't want to see you. I don't want to know you. Get off my screen. You're not even a good heel. We don't like you. We just don't want to see you. So this, I guess for lack of a better term, is top five bad guys with true X-Pac heat.
Can I just put something up real quick?
Okay.
Kevin texting insecurities is so season 11.
Oh, true. Something's never changed, Kate.
No, they're changing. Season 12.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was the point.
Well, I'm still going to do it. Maybe not tonight. Maybe not tonight, but.
Top five go-away wrestlers.
And this spans across a vast amount of promotions.
Okay. All right. All right. Matt, why don't you start us off? Because it's been a while, I think, since you played this.
Oh, God. Now, this is Kevin's top five. This isn't like a... Like, you didn't go out into the parking lot and poll 100 people like this is the family feud.
No, I did.
Right?
No, I did.
It's a new season, Matt.
Yeah, new season. Doing things different.
Top five get off my TV, go away heat, Xbox style. Oh, boy.
Fair question. Milwaukee Tom wants to know, current or all time?
Current. This is they're current. They're all on rosters right now.
Okay.
All on TV right now. Well, if it was Tony's list, he would say Chris Jericho.
This isn't Tony's list. This is Kevin's.
So it's not Tony's list. I don't watch WWE. Is Tyrus on the list?
You motherfucker.
Tony, ring the bell, baby.
You fucker. You stole my answer.
Tyrus is number two. And I was very close to making him number one. But I don't think NWA has the leverage that some of these other companies do to make him number one. Tyrus is number one. Tony, you got something for me, baby.
Go, and this spans all of... Now, are we talking outside of, like, the TV ones that, like...
Do you want it? I'll give you the promotions. I don't mind doing that.
No, because I don't want you to give it away if they're all from different promotions, you know? Not yet, anyway. All right, let me ask you. Anybody from GCW on there?
No, that's what I was looking for.
Okay, all right. Huh. Let me see. So Matt took an NWA.
So he mentioned someone that was on NWA. So think NWA and up.
Okay. All right. That's
in terms
fair.
Of promotions.
That's fair. Would it be fair to say that the NWA is done off the list, or?
That would be fair to say.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Don't look at the comments either.
No. That's why I'm looking at the pizza box over here. By the way, Luigi Primo at LuigiPrimoVaffanculo.com or whatever. Sorry, was that right? Let me see. Go away heat. Oof. No, they're too good. Let me switch this one.
Spit some out. Just, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to. There's two answers I like from you. I like Tony Ring the Bell and Thought About It. I just don't like when you go, nah. Nah. What do you
I won't doing? Go nah. Tony, I'm trying to be nicer now.
No, it's not it's, that, but like if the answers marks, if the answers are dog shit.
The freaking marks.
No,
I'm trying to be nicer to you guys.
If the answers are dog shit, you got to call them out. I just don't want my answers to be dog shit. How about we go with, who's really? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he's really thinking here.
Yeah, he is.
And you said fucking bloated fucking band boy singer over there is not on the list.
I don't know who that is.
You know, fucking Undercover.
No, Jericho is awesome.
All right, just because we brought her. No, you know what? Because you said no. Fuck.
Holy shit, dude.
All right, you know what? I defer. Give it to Matt. Go ahead. Matt, go.
Sammy Guevara.
Honorable mention. Not on the list.
All right. Thought about him.
Thought about him, Matt. He was on the list until a little while ago. Until it was initially going to be an AEW WWE list, but then I expanded it, and Sammy just did not make the cut.
Very all right, close. I got.
He
one.
Was the sixth guy.
I got one. Can you give me a microman?
What?
See, who's see, that? See.
Who the heck is micro? Oh, no, yeah, I know MLW. I got you. I'm just. I'm just Boston Chops. No, Microman is not on the list.
Good guess, though.
And no one from MLW was on the list.
All right, how about fair enough.
Fucking Bully Ray?
Tony? There you go. Bully God. Ray, Impact Wrestling, number 4.
Why is Matt so good at this? Jesus.
Because he's a smart man.
Because I hate everyone.
That's right. Tony, you and me may not get out alive.
And right? I also watch wrestling, you know, unlike Tony.
Bully Ray was actually had a really good heel moment on Impact Wrestling this past week and the week before, really good heel moment, but people still, to me, in my mind, just don't give a crap about what Bully Ray does, good, bad, or indifferent. So, Matt, you have Bully Ray at number 4, and you have Tyrus at number 2, so we're still missing 3.
Somebody's worse than Tyrus. Holy shit, dude.
I think in their minds, he's worse than Tyrus. I don't think he is worse than Tyrus, but I think in people's heads, no one gets more heel reaction than this guy right now.
Oh, Dominic Mysterio.
Thought about him.
Fuck! Come on, Kev!
Thought about him.
Kev, but my guesses aren't going to get any better than that.
No, thought about him. But I think his thing with Rhea is kind of like still cool enough where like they just hate him for him, which might be contradictory to my number one, but I think my number one is totally applicable.
He's my guy, and I know Tony hates him. I would not put him on the list, but I'm going to say a Switchblade, Jay White.
No, there's no Jay White on this list. There's no Jay White.
No New Japan?
No New Japan. Okay. So I will say this now that we're getting down to the wire. I will say that the companies now are AEW, WWE and WWE.
Oh. AEW, WWE, WWE.
Yeah. I don't think you guys are going to get number 5.
Huh.
But
You
might.
Who do they really?
Now that I think about it, I might. I wish I would have maybe made reverse the order, but I think they're all still relative on this list.
Who do they hate? I don't know. You know what? They're all solos. They're no tag teams.
One guy from AEW is a leader of a group.
Hmm. Well, it's not Jericho. Kenny Omega.
It is not Kenny Omega.
All right.
I think people still like Kenny Omega.
Yeah, some of them do.
He's a leader of a group.
That's right.
AEW.
And people just hate, like, they just, he just brings up, like, feelings of hatred. That's the point. That's the
list. You gonna say Stokely?
He's not a wrestler.
Okay. Well, that was my guess. Right? I can't double down. I said a guy, and you said he's not a wrestler. So
no, you can do whatever you want. I just ask the questions. You guys decide who guesses when and where.
Leader of a group. What groups are there?
A million.
Is it?
How about Jey Uso? Isn't he the one that's fighting with what's his name?
Ah, people love Jey Uso.
I understand.
What about the WWE? Who do people hate? Ronda Rousey?
It is not Ronda Rousey. There is no female on this list, which I thought I tried to think about, and I couldn't come up with one that people hate more than this.
Oh, fucking nightmare idiot. Fucking the one that Matt loves. They fucking wrestled fucking Pockets at the pay-per-view. The fuck's his name?
QT?
Fucking QT Marshall. All
right, so that's a combined guess. QT Marshall is on the list at number 5.
Thank you for getting me there. Woo.
People all right, just so now we're down to 2 WWE characters.
And who did you say before? Did you say a WWE guy before?
No. Bully Ray, Tyrus, and QT are the only ones.
No, I was wondering if Matt guessed the WWE guy earlier.
All right. Thinking the WWE.
Who people hate?
People do hate. And it's not a woman.
It's not a woman. No.
Is it The Miz?
Miz was honorable mention on the list. Thought about it. No, because he's just so good at what he does.
Oh, I think I got one.
Are we looking at the chat here or no?
How about the Shush guy?
No.
Shush guy could be on there, but I didn't even think about him.
Who's the Shush guy?
Chad Gable. I could have thought, you know what? I didn't even think about him.
What about Austin Theory?
Tony, ring the bell. Austin Theory is numero uno.
Jesus Christ.
Former guest of the show. People just don't like Austin Theory, despite the character development that he's shown. People just don't like him. They hate him as far as what I see. So Austin Theory is number one. So you guys are missing number 3 as my phone almost falls off the table there.
And it's a WWE guy.
It is a WWE guy. So look up the rosters.
Dude, I don't know who else is really
there. Oh, this guy could be number one. He could have a case for number one.
Because just the fans just don't like him?
Nobody
likes him.
I think I know who it is.
You gotta go for it.
Is it Braun Strowman?
It is not Lawn Moman. It is not Lawn Moman, even though I do hate Red Pants Braun. It is not Braun Strowman.
Wow.
I think he's too fresh in his return that people haven't totally like shit on the way that he's been booked yet.
Ooh, is that a hint the way somebody's been booked?
No. I mean, I guess, but not in comparison to Braun. One has nothing to do with the other.
And it's not NXT, it's WWE.
It's WWE. There's no NXT included on this.
Shit.
Let's go to the list of WWE personnel.
I can't believe you guys are missing this.
It's a wrestler, though. It's not like an announcer.
Yes, it's a wrestler. I can't believe you guys are missing
this. I think I got it. Came right up. Baron Corbin?
No. Ring the bell, Tony.
Are you serious?
Baron Corbin has been booked terribly for his entire run since he shed the lone wolf gimmick. He stinks. No one likes him. He's the worst. He has terrible, unimaginable, like, singlet gear. He was Happy Corbin. He's people just don't like him. So he is number 3 on the list. So the top 5.
Is he still teamed up with Miserable Harry or whatever the fuck?
No, Madcap Moss actually had a pretty nice little segment with Emma. They're teasing a little.
Oh, dude.
Teasing a little. Is he doing that again or no? What's that?
She's not doing that yet again?
No, but she lost to Shayna Baszler on SmackDown on Friday. So your top five of X-Pac Heat guys in the wrestling business that I thought of. There could be more. There could be less. Maybe you agree. Maybe you don't. Number five, QT Marshall. Number four, Bully Ray. Number three, Baron Corbin. Number two, Tyrus. And number one is Austin Theory. The list might as well be, you could have interchanged a bunch of different people in this one, but that's what I did. So well,
there you go.
Goes the dynamite. That's the top five, boys and girls.
It was a good list. I just fucking had a shitty night. I couldn't fucking get them. I took my cap to you, Matt.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I did mention it before. I didn't mention it, but I did bring up the breaking news before, and it's just something I want to bring up before we transition over into After Dark. Barry Windham did have a heart attack Friday. It came out today or maybe yesterday, and Mike Rotunda has organized a fundraiser over at GoFundMe.com. If you just throw in Barry Windham heart attack, he's in the ICU. He had a heart attack. And they had to do some kind of emergency surgery. And he's currently in the hospital.
Yeah,
I don't want to say he's better because I don't know if there's been an update. So it's not on his GoFundMe page, but there is a GoFundMe page. Just go to GoFundMe and look for Barry Windham. They're looking to raise $200,000. Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
But Barry Windham is one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time. Super underrated. And if you're not familiar with him, please go look at his 1987 NWA stuff. It is the stuff that dreams are made of.
You know,
You can look at just about it, any Barry Windham stuff, and odds are it's going to be good.
I hate to say it.
Void the Stalker.
It's really a shame that his father and his brother still aren't in the family business. They would have had that $200,000 like that. Sorry.
That was good. That was a good one.
Get well, Barry.
I was laughing behind the windscreen. The windscreen also covers me from laughing.
In all sincerity, it really sucks. You know, all the best for Barry Windham, but I had to make the joke. When else am I going to get an opportunity to make a counterfeit money joke?
Oh, I didn't get that till right now.
That's why I said that. So I get you on board.
Gotcha.
Oh shit!
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Took me a few minutes.
Well, we got a couple more things we're going to cover in the After Dark portion of the show. If you want to join us over there, tough shit. You're just going to have to listen to us in YouTube form.
Yeah, go over to YouTube and check it out.
We're going to cover a couple things. We're going to talk about Eric Young dying.
Oops, sorry about that.
What did you do? Sense.
I meant to do this.
All right. We're going to talk about Eric Young dying. There's a couple more notes, news and notes from around the wrestling world. And Brendan Haney at Irish Misfit on the Twitter machine is our notes guy. He put together an awesome set of notes. And I really kind of want to comb over the he put together a week in wrestling history. And there's some really... The microphone moved away from me. There's some really awesome... stuff on there that I want to go over, so we'll do all that and more in the After Dark vehicle. We're back next week. Tony will either be with us or running late. Handsome Kevin should be returning. He sent us a text in the middle of the show letting us know he would not be here on time, and we're going down the aisle next week.
Oh baby,
so that should be fun. And no guests lined up. We got a lot of wrestling talk and talk about wrestling between the 3/4 of us. And yeah, we got a Can You Beat That coming up. We got our Christmas show the day after Christmas. So December's looking like a humdinger of a time.
Fuck always yeah. Is, man.
Tony, do we have any information on this Can You Beat That challenge? Is it what's it going to be here?
I'm going to reach out to the committee this week. We should have an announcement for Monday.
Oh, fantastic. So something to look forward to. Remember, if you are listening to this, rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and it means the world to us. It helps the algorithm and it helps new people find the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Special thanks to Luigi Primo at Best Pizza Chef Ever not best pizza chef ever, just best pizza chef on the Twitter machine. Luigi Primo PWR on Instagram. Be sure to follow him. He's doing great things. I'm sure 2023 is going to be awesome for Mr. Primo. And that's it, right, guys? Is there anything else we need to say before we jump over to the other vehicle?
I'm good, man.
Not yet. We're good.
Oh, I got to turn. Stop the rant.
Stop the rant!
The rant.
We'll have an update on what the important announcement was, too, from 4 weeks ago.
Yes.
Next week, maybe.
Yes. We will.
Let's do that. You have anything to say before we leave?
Don't be careful what you wish for, Matt.
Turnbuckle Throwback's own Phil Ray will be joining us for our Christmas show December 26th.
Do we have enough room on the screen?
I think so. I think technology handles that stuff. Boy. Yeah, that's not very nice. It's kind of hurtful. Good night, Gracie.
I was just having fun.
I know you were having fun.
What are we doing? We're not doing some fucking stupid throwback, are we?
No, I think they're doing the stupid throwback on the stupid Turnbuckle Throwbacks earlier in the week. So okay, you don't have to worry about doing a stupid throwback.
I do have a Wizards Rewind set up for the 26th.
Well, that's good for you. That means you're producing. I just haven't
decided what it is.
So you have one lined up, but we don't know what it is.
Right, but we have to decide, the three of us, but I didn't know if we were going to watch like another WCW pay-per-view because we were watching all the star casts in order or what the deal was.
Yes, we are watching all the star casts, all of them.
Starcades, god damn it.
Oh,
dude, what is wrong with you?
There's a lot wrong with me. What is wrong with you?
Everything. Have you seen the way I look?
That's true. Troubling.
I'm like Demolition, bro. I'm a walking disaster.
You're blessed.
Fuck yeah. I blasted my ass all night. Speaking of good nights, good night, everybody. Fuck yeah. Getting out of here.